Hallelujah and glory. Hallelujah and praise his name, saints. Good evening to you all, amen. I just want to give praise, honor, and glory. Thank God for another day. Just that we have another opportunity to just share on this evening, amen. I'm going to ask, saints, if you would all turn with me to Ephesians 1. I'll be reading verses 1 through 7, amen. Ephesians 1, 1 through 7, and I pray that you hear me clearly on this evening, amen. Ephesians 1, 1 through 7. And it reads, Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, to the saints which are in Ephesus, and to the faithful in Christ Jesus, grace be to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ, according as he has chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he has made us acceptable, accepted in the beloved, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sin, according to the riches of his grace. Amen, amen, amen. And when you read that, saints, it is such a blessing, amen. And I want to talk about redemption, amen. Redemption through his blood, amen. In him, saints, we have redemption, which here Paul identifies as forgiveness of sin according to God's rich grace given to us, amen. Now, that term redemption is translated from the Greek, apolytrosis, which means the act of fully setting free. We needed redemption because we were dead in our trespasses and sin. We were physically alive, but we were in bondage to sin and walking enslaved in this world. Amen. And it was only through the blood of Jesus that brought us forth, that brought us out, that delivered us, that set us free, amen? And not your carnal worldly things, amen? It was none of that. Because in 1 Peter 1, 18 and 19, turn there with me, amen? 1 Peter 1, verses 18 and 19.
Peter, first.
Because carnality could not do anything for us. Material things could do nothing for us. The redemption that Christ Jesus has given us, amen. It says this in 18, it says, for as much as ye know that ye were not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold, from your vain conversation received by the tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, as the Lamb without blemish and without spot. Who can be redeemed? Amen? It is not of the things of this world. Amen? It is not the valuable things that we own. It is not the corruptible thing. It is not of the perishable things. But it is only through the blood of Jesus that we can be redeemed. Amen? We have redemption through the blood of Christ. Who can be redeemed? All have the opportunity. Amen? All have been spoken to about Christ Jesus. Some have turned away, and others have been drawn nigh unto Jesus. Amen. But all have the opportunity. Redemption offered through the blood of Jesus, we all have had, and those around us have all had the opportunity to accept it. Amen. But Romans 10 and 9 tells us this. In order to receive that, it says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus Christ, and shall believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Amen. Redemption is a gift. And it's nothing that we can earn, amen. It's nothing that we can do to get redemption, amen. Not in our own might, not in our own strength. One of the hardest things for people to understand is that the forgiveness of our sin and the granting of our salvation in terms of being justified are not things that we can earn or deserve through life or living a good life or through our own merits, amen. We can't do any of that, amen. And why is that? Because Hebrews 10:10 tells us this. It says, by the which will we are sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all. It is only through Christ Jesus, amen, that we have redemption. Redemption is something that man cannot give you, amen? Man cannot offer you. Man cannot go through what Christ Jesus went through to give us redemption. Christ Jesus redeemed us, amen? In 1 Peter 3:18, it says this. 1 Peter 3:18. And I want you to write these scriptures down because it is good to go over these scriptures and just review them for yourself, amen? But 1 Peter 3:18, it says this. It says, for Christ also has once suffered for sin. Mm-hmm. Now, when it says that, it's not talking about his own sin because we know Jesus didn't sin. Jesus was sinless. But for the sins of his people in order to obtain remission of sin to make reconciliation for us and to take our sins away. Amen. For our sins were put on his account. And let me say, many and great were our sins, amen? And he suffered much by bearing the grief and carrying the sorrow of his people. He carried that for us, amen? He carried that for us. The end of that says, it says, the just for the unjust. Christ for us, amen? The just for the unjust. That he may bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, but quickened by the Spirit. Don't you know that you have been sealed? The Spirit has been sealed in you. Amen? We have been quickened. Amen? We are no longer dead. Amen? But we are alive in Christ Jesus. Amen? In Romans 5, 6 and 8, it tells us this. Romans 5, 6 and 8. It says, for when we were yet without strength, in due time, Christ died for the ungodly. When we were out in the world, Christ died for the ungodly. Amen. Paul describes the greatness of God's love. He says this. He said, his love given to the undeserving. I can say for myself, I wasn't deserving of some of the things that I did. I wasn't deserving. And it says to those without strength, to the ungodly, to the sinner. And this emphasizes the fact that the reason for God's love is found in Jesus, not in us. Amen? Because for one thing, we didn't know how to love until we knew what love was and who was love. Amen? Father God sent Jesus at the right time, in due time. And for some, it may seem late to some, but Jesus' work was never done at the perfect time that you wanted it to be, but it was done in the perfect time that God wanted it to be. Amen. God's plan, when the fullness of time had come, God sent forth his only begotten Son. Amen. 7 says this. It says, for scarcely, for the righteous man will one die, yet peradventure a good man, some would even dare to die. Well, what does that mean? A good man might die a noble death for the right kind of person. A father may die for his children. A father may die for his wife. Amen? so will a righteous man or a good man. But listen, Saint, Jesus died for those who weren't even righteous nor good. Amen. See, with man, it's a condition on if I take a bullet for you, it means I love you. But Jesus died for neither the righteous nor the good. Amen. But he laid down his life for all. Amen. 8 says this. It says, but God commanded his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. When I was out doing my thing, when I was out in the world enjoying myself, when I was out in the world having fun, Christ died for me. Christ died for you. Christ died for all. Many have rejected him, and many have grown closer to him. Amen? So let me say this thing, and it's something we should say every day. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so.
Yes,
amen?
Yes.
Because we can say that we are redeemed of Christ Jesus. Amen? We have peace with God through the atoning sacrifice of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The atonement makes us redeemed and forgiven. Not only did Christ pay the price that was needed to purchase our salvation, but he also forgave us. Amen? Not only did he pay the price, he forgave us. Amen? Jesus was the payment for the sinful life that we live. Amen? Redemption is the act of buying back or regaining possession of something that was lost or stolen. There's many lost in this world. Amen? And there's many things that the enemy has stolen in this world. Amen? Meaning life. Amen? There's a lot of lost lives out here right now. Amen? It pays back from our wrongdoing. Jesus was the payment for each and every one of us. Amen? Jesus paid back for our wrongdoing. Amen? Now, in a biblical sense, redemption has a far weightier implication. Amen? Now, according to Essential Bible Dictionary, redemption refers to God's merciful and costly actions on behalf of his people, us. Amen? On us. Now, understanding the concept of redemption when it comes to Christ helps us find, helps us to first understand that our sins are offenses against God. Amen? You're not sinning against man. Man don't care. Amen? But what we're doing is we're sinning against God. That's what we were doing. Amen? But Jesus claimed us as his own. And he willfully traded his life for ours. Amen? Jesus was blameless and perfect and suffered a criminal humiliation and painful death on the cross. And his act paid our sin debt. There was a debt, saints, that we could not pay. There was a debt that was taking us right to hell, amen?
Mm-hmm.
But Jesus paid the price for each and every one of us, amen? And Paul describes it here in Colossians 1, 13 and 14. Colossians 1, 13 and 14, it says this. It says, who had delivered us from the power of darkness and has translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sin. Even the forgiveness of sin. We have been redeemed. Jesus purchased us from the slavery of sin. In him, we have eternal life, and we can call ourselves the children of God. Amen? In 1 John 3 and 1, it says this. It says, behold what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us, that we shall be called the sons of God. Therefore, the world knoweth us not, because it knew of him not. Now, that word restore there means it's got significant power, amen? It's a rich significant, amen? Biblically, it means to give, to place, or deposit something. Behold, what manner of love the Father has given. What manner of love the Father has placed, amen? Now, when you look at that in the NIV, it says this. It says, see what great love the Father has lavished on us, that we shall be called the children of God. And that is what we are. The reason the world doesn't know us is that it didn't know him. Amen? God had a relationship with mankind whom he created. But mankind strayed and separated themselves from God. Doesn't that sound familiar, Saint? It sounds like what's going on right now. But listen, God's command salvation would only come through one. Amen? It wasn't coming through nobody else, and it was coming through no other way but Christ Jesus. Remember, he said, I am the way. I am the truth. I am the life. Amen? The only Redeemer. Amen? Who would be worthy, a worthy sacrifice that can redeem mankind from sin? Only the blood of Christ could redeem humanity. Amen? Only Christ's blood can redeem humanity. People say this. People will say, and when you look at it, when you look throughout the Old Testament, people were redeemed through the Scripture. But all of it pale in comparison to the permanent forever redemption seen through the sacrifice of Jesus. Turn with me to Exodus 6 and 6. I want to read this to you. Exodus 6 and 6. Because God said this to the people through Moses. In Exodus 6, 6, it says this. It says, wherefore say unto the children of Israel, I am the Lord, and I will bring you out from under the burden of the Egyptians, and I will rid you out of their bondage, and I will redeem you with a stretched out arm and with great judgment. And the Lord said this, who am I? What am I going to do, and why am I going to do it? I, the Lord, will redeem. Amen? Now, when the Lord says, I will, it's already a done deal. You don't have to look into it, and you don't have to talk about it no more. When the Lord says, I will, the Lord is not as man is. Because, you know, sometimes when we say, I will, well, maybe not at this time, or maybe another time. When the Lord says, I will, it's a done deal. Amen? Christ's redemption has freed us from guilt and shame. In Romans 3:24, it tells us this. Romans 3:24, it says, being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. There that word is again, redemption. When you ask, what are the benefits of redemption? What are the benefits? In Revelation 5, 9, and 10, write these scriptures down, saints. In Revelation 5, 9, and 10, it says this. It says, and they sung a new song, saying, thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof, for thou wast slain and hast redeemed us to God by thine blood out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation, and has made us unto our God kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth. Mm-hmm. Ephesians 1 and 7 tells us this. In whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sin according to the riches of his grace. Galatians 3:3, or in Galatians 3:13, tells us this. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree. See, people want to play around with some of these things, and they just don't know because of the ignorance of mankind. Amen? Galatians 4:5 tells us this. It says, to redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons. In Titus 2:14, who gave himself for us, that he might redeem us from all iniquity, and purify unto himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works. God has called us saints. He has redeemed us, but he's also called us to do good works. And those good works are this: to go out and preach the gospel, to go out and share the gospel, to go out and tell as many from the mountaintops to yell and scream that Jesus Christ is Lord. Amen? Mm-hmm. We are his people. To be redeemed is to be forgiven, holy, justified, free, adopted, and reconciled. Amen? These are all the things that in his blood he did for us. Christ Jesus did this just for me, as the song says. I want to close with this last scripture, amen. 1 Corinthians 6:19 through 20. And it puts it like this, amen. It says, what? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own? Things we were bought with a price. Mm-hmm. We are renewed, amen? We are new creatures, amen? So the old things are passed away. Behold, all things become new, amen? God did not save us for us to continue to waddle in the filth that he delivered us from, amen? We have been redeemed. We have been purified, amen? For ye were bought with a price, therefore glorify God in your own body and in your spirit, which are God's, amen? We are God's people. We are to be holy, sanctified, filled with the ghost that he has put in us, amen? We were all slaves to sin, saint. But he who has freed us has made us free indeed. Amen. So I want us to just continue to know this. He has redeemed us. With that said,